Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. You came to the right place if you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever had an interest in going to Disney World? Well, what about going on a cruise? Disney style! Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Well, in today's lesson called Cruising on the Disney Dream, Carolyn is going to share about an experience that she had. And I want you to try to answer the following questions. So, here's the very first question. Why was it difficult for Carolyn's family to plan what to do? Second question, what was the water slide called? Okay, friends, open up your magazines, and what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Cruising on the Disney Dream. Exploring the Bahamas, Disney style. My dad had spent months mapping out our Bahamas family vacation aboard the Disney Dream. And finally, here we were, taking pictures with Captain Mickey. From the minute we set foot on the ship, we felt like honored guests, ready for a magical adventure. The ship was packed with activities for all ages. Schedules were delivered to our staterooms each evening to make sure we were knowledgeable regarding all of the options awaiting us the following day. It was difficult to plan what to do because there wasn't enough time for everything.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 map out 这个动词片语。Map 当名词是指地图，当动词的话 ，map out 在这里是指详细的规划。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，Charlie and his wife mapped out their honeymoon long before they actually went。Charlie 和他的妻子早在他们出发前就把蜜月旅行都详细规划好了。或者是 we have to map out our marketing strategy step by step in this meeting. 我们需要在这个会议中把行销策略的每个步骤都规划好。接下来我们看的是 knowledgeable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 knowledge, 知识这个名词。所以 knowledgeable 是指通晓的、有见识的或者是博学多闻的。例如 William is knowledgeable about fishing. You can ask him anything about it.William 对钓鱼无所不知，你可以问他任何有关钓鱼的问题。或者是 ,if you want to buy a second-hand car, make sure you take a knowledgeable friend with you. 如果要买二手车，一定要带一个了解车的朋友一起去。
Well, I am so excited because it is now time for us to talk about the lesson, Cruising on the Disney Dream, and we have a very special guest with us today.Our guest of honor is Carolyn. Carolyn is the author of today's lesson, and she is the one who's actually sharing about her experience on the Disney Dream. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm very excited to be here to talk about what my trip was like.
Okay, well, we have, of course, a lot of words and phrases we want to discuss, but I'm more excited about hearing about your trip on the Disney Dream, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's begin here. You said you're exploring the Bahamas Disney style. So is this the only place that Disney takes cruises to the Bahamas?
Not necessarily. They have several cruise ships mm-hmm. in their fleet, and they take different routes. Mm-hmm. We wanted to focus on the Bahamas because mm-hmm. my family was very excited to go somewhere tropical.
Nice. Yes.
Now, in the lesson, you say that your dad had spent months mapping out this Bahamas family vacation aboard the Disney Dream. And I love the phrase that you used. And here we were. Why did you use that phrase?
Well, because it just took so long to plan. Mm-hmm. My dad really did spend months thinking about who was going to go and which rooms we were going to be in and how we should be organized, because my whole family went. There were 11 of us.
Wow.
So it was quite an ordeal trying to plan everything and who would be doing which activities. And so finally, after all of this preparation, here we were. We were at last at Cape Canaveral getting ready to board the ship.
That's right. Finally, here we were. And friends, you can use this phrase when you finally arrive somewhere. Oh, well, here we are. Now, I'm curious, Carolyn, had you been on a cruise before this experience?
I had not. So this was my first time cruising, and it was also most of my family members' first time as well.
Nice. Well, in the lesson, you also say that you took pictures with Captain Mickey. Is Captain Mickey one of your favorite Disney characters?
Well, Mickey is probably the most iconic Disney character, mm-hmm. the most recognizable. So for me, taking a picture with Mickey dressed as the captain of the ship was something that was really special. And I was so glad that we were able to do that before we got on the ship.
Well, now, who's in this picture with you and Captain Mickey?
Well, my brother and his wife are standing to one side, and then I am standing there with our family friend.
Ah, okay. I see. And a very large mouse. That's...
Yes. And then behind us is the model of the ship.
Oh, right. I see. Okay. So that's just a small model. Actually, it looks like quite a large model of the ship behind you guys.
It really does. Well, in the lesson, you also say from the minute we set foot on the ship, we felt like honored guests, ready for a magical adventure. Now, first, I'm really curious, how did you feel like an honored guest? Did they treat you a special way?
They did. So something that the crew did for every passenger as they were boarding, they would ask each group their family name. And as you step onto the ship, the crew members start clapping and cheering, and someone announces into the microphone, "Let's welcome the Kalpin family."
Wow, that is so cool. Hey, we should do that more often, Rebecca. We should have welcomed Carolyn like that. Let's welcome Carolyn Kalpin, everybody. What?
So do you feel like an honored guest on our show?
I do. I feel very special.
Wonderful. Well, I am really curious about this phrase, to set foot on. Actually, I think it's a very useful phrase and a phrase that we would like to spend a few moments talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that as soon as you actually put one of your feet on the ship, you felt like an honored guest?
Well, it can mean that, mm-hmm. but mostly it was just this feeling of once we were on the mm-hmm. ship or in the area of the mm-hmm. ship, the atmosphere was just so welcoming. So we set foot on the ship for the very first time, just stepping onto it and just having this feeling of being welcome.
All right. So, of course, you could step foot on a ship. You could step foot on a plane. You could step foot on shore somewhere. And, of course, Carolyn and her family were stepping foot on the Disney Dream. Now, we read on here, the ship was packed with activities for all ages, and schedules were delivered to our staterooms each evening to make sure we were knowledgeable regarding all of the options awaiting us the following day. So my question is, Carolyn, was it possible to do all of those options?
Oh, I wish it were, but it is not possible. There's just too much to do.
Well, as a matter of fact, you say it was difficult to plan what to do because there wasn't enough time for everything, and that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. Well, we have more for you, but right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes!
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge, and today we have a very special treat. We have the editor of the SC Magazine here with us today, Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Rebecca.
How are you feeling today about the SC Challenge?
Great.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, do you know the questions we are going to ask you?
No.
That's the way we like it. So the first question we have for you, have you ever been on a cruise? What did you like about it?
Yes, I have been on a cruise, actually. And what did I like about it? Everything. It was great. From the food, to the setting, to the excursions. Everywhere we went, it was beautiful.
So what was one of the things you did on the cruise, or maybe your favorite thing about the cruise?
Well, the cruise I went to was Alaska, and I think the favorite place that we went was called Glacier Bay National Park. And we actually entered a park area. It's a fjord. So we were on the boat the whole time. We saw five glaciers and all kinds of whales and wildlife.
That is so cool. Wait, so you spent a lot of time off of the ship when you were on your cruise.
Well, in that particular place, we were on our ship all day, but we stopped in, I think, four cities, or they can't be called cities, towns. So, and we went on what is called excursions. So we did other things off of the ship at those places, yes.
You know, I've never been on a cruise.
Hey, Gabe, me either.
And so I'm always excited to hear about the cruises that people go on. Have you been on other cruises, Linda?
That's the only one I've been on.
And what's the food like on the cruises? I mean, on your cruise?
It was fabulous. It was all you could eat anytime you wanted.
So they had food out all the time. Okay, we have one more question for you. Would you rather swim, snorkel, go scuba diving, or just stay on the ship and enjoy the ship?
I think when you go on a cruise, it's also good to get off, so I think I would like to go snorkeling.
Ah, snorkeling. You never know. You might see turtles and other kind of cool stuff, right? Well, thank you so much, Linda, for answering our questions. And friends, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the FC Challenge.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are joined today by a very special guest. She wrote today's lesson, Carolyn Kalpin. And you went on a cruise. What was the name of the cruise?
The ship was the Disney Dream.
Disney Dream. And Carolyn, what were some of the activities that you could do on the Disney Dream?
Well, let's find out next.
Cruising on the Disney Dream. There were recently released Disney movies to watch, live music to enjoy, games to play, photos with Disney characters to take, and more. Each evening, we made sure to be in attendance for the musical in the Walt Disney Theater showcasing Disney characters. Of course, the Dream wouldn't be a Disney experience without an amusement park-style ride on board. The ship's upper deck was outfitted with a clear water slide called the Aqueduct. The thrilling ride took us on a breathtaking course all over the ship and even out over the ocean.
OK, 接下来我们看 showcase 这个动词。showcase 是指展示或充分展现。例如 ,the movie festival is a great opportunity to showcase the work of local directors. 这个电影节是展现当地导演的作品的绝佳时机。showcase 也可以当名词。例如 ,this contest is a showcase for young talents to demonstrate what they got. 这个竞赛是年轻艺人展现才华的机会。最后我们看的是 outfit 这个动词 outfit 在这里是指装置设备注意它的过去式过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 t 再加上 ed 或 ing 例如 the car was outfitted with the best stereo system 这台车装了最顶级的立体音响系统 outfit 如果当名词的话是指装扮或者是整套的装备例如 Joyce bought this outfit for the costume partyJoyce 为了这个化妆舞会而买了这身打扮。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So some of the activities you could do on the cruise, according to the lesson, is you could watch movies, listen to live music, play some games, take pictures with Disney characters. So, Carolyn, what was one of your favorite activities to do on this cruise?
Oh, I really just enjoyed exploring the ship. Mm-hmm. The ship is huge. It's large enough to have 4,000 passengers.
Whoa!
It is massive. And so just exploring the ship itself is so much fun because there are pictures from all the Disney cartoons and movies scattered throughout the ship.
That is so cool.
That is so cool. Was that the most interesting thing you found on the ship? Those pictures of the Disney characters?
Well, that was one of them, but there's just so much to see and do on the ship that it's really hard to pick one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of movies, you said that there were recently released Disney movies. Which movies were those?
Well, there were four that they were showing most of the time I was on the ship, and that was Zootopia, Captain America Civil War, Star Wars The Force Awakens, and The Jungle Book.
I've seen them all. I had no idea that Captain America was owned by Disney.
Yes.
Wow. They certainly do own a lot, and those are amazing movies. You saw them all too, right?
Well, I saw them not on the ship, so I was actually very glad that I had already seen most of the movies because it meant that I was able to just make the most of my time on the ship instead of spending it watching movies.
Right.
That's an excellent way to look at it. Well, in the lesson, you also said, or say, each evening we made sure to be in attendance for the musical in the Walt Disney Theater showcasing Disney characters. Was there a particular musical that you really enjoyed watching?
So the ship has three original Disney musicals. A different one is performed each night of the cruise. So I was on a three-night cruise.
Okay.
So each night was a different musical performance, and they were all fantastic.
Hmm.
I think my favorite was the second night,
okay,
which was Villains Tonight, and it was a musical all about the Disney
villains. A musical
villains.
About the bad guys. That's awesome.
Wow.
So wait, was Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty in there?
She's my favorite
Disney villain.
She did make an appearance. Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians was also front and center.
Oh, I love that one. That villain's great. Now, why did you use the word showcase? Showcasing Disney characters.
Well, I like the word showcase because it gives you an idea of a performance, right? So we say put on a show or to watch a show when you watch a performance. So showcase goes along with that, and it just highlights particular characters or particular features of something.
I see. And, of course, there are other ways that you can use this word to showcase. For example, the main purpose of the exhibit at the museum is to showcase the student's art, like the best art.
So you can showcase someone's art. You can showcase your skills as well. And, of course, if you go and see these musicals on the Disney Dream, you're watching these different characters come to life.
So I love this part about the lesson, though. You say, of course, the Dream wouldn't be a Disney experience without an amusement park-style ride on board. What ride was this?
So that was the Aqueduct. And it's a play on the word aqueduct, which is a tube that has water going through it. But this is the Aqueduct. Gabe, can you guess why it's the Aqueduct?
Well, is it because it's kind of about Donald Duck? Is he one of the characters that this was inspired by?
Yes, exactly. And so as you wait in line, because just like any ride at an amusement park, there is a line to go on the water slide, and there's a little storyboard with pictures of Donald Duck and his nephews and the story of the aqueduct.
That's great. Well, it seems like there is a lot to do on board. That's a phrase that means there's a lot to do on this ship.
That's right. Well, right now, it's time for us to go to the info cloud. Speaking of, you know, being in the Bahamas, what side of the road do people drive on in the Bahamas?
Let's find out with Steve and Ken in the info cloud. You ready, Carolyn?
I'm ready.
You know, most of the world drives on the right-hand side of the road. Interestingly, many of the countries where cars travel on the left side are island nations like Japan, New Zealand, Indonesia, and the Bahamas.
And Great Britain, meaning former British colonies, are more likely to have left-handed traffic rules, but not always.
That's correct. Some countries, after gaining independence from Britain, switched to driving on the right-hand side, mostly to harmonize with neighboring countries, thereby improving road safety and commerce.
Imagine one day everyone is driving on one side of the road, and then at 12 midnight, everyone starts driving on the other side. Seems like a formula for endless traffic accidents.
It does. But in fact, the left to right hand switchover has been done successfully in plenty of places, including Nigeria, Sweden, and Argentina.
There are a few countries where traffic can flow on either side of the road depending on where you are. China, for example, is mostly right-handed until you travel down to Hong Kong and Macau.
And in the U.S. territory of the U.S. Virgin Islands, cars travel on the left-hand side, which creates real danger for oblivious American tourists.
世界上大多数的国家都是靠右边开车，而少数靠左边开车的国家，大部分是island nations，岛国，像英国、日本、纽西兰、印尼、巴哈马。要注意，巴哈马英文叫做the Bahamas，前面要有定冠词，后面要加s用复数。虽然英国是靠左行驶，许多英国的前殖民地独立了以后。 为了配合邻国的交通规则，也就改成靠右行驶。还有一些国家，它的境内有些地方是靠右行驶，有些地方却是靠左行驶。像美国是靠右行驶，但在属于美国的US Virgin Islands 维京群岛却是靠左行驶。这也导致每年都会有好几个来自美国本土的观光客，因为不熟悉当地的靠左行驶而丧命。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we have more to learn about Carolyn's trip tomorrow, so join us right here on Studio Classroom.